Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a physician. I've been in practice for 40 years. And when I started taking this, you know, I don't like medicines, and I probably have taken more people off medicine than I put on it. And so I looked at it, and it's pretty much a natural element. And there's no question in my mind, knowing a lot of patients, that people my age, you know, 60 and over, do not eat right. And they certainly don't get the appropriate nutrients through the vegetables, fruits, and things like that. So I think that it supplies the building blocks that your body normally would use to heal itself. And if you don't get them, you don't heal right. So it's amazing. I mean, I'm doing what I did 2 years ago.
Start your journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get free shipping. And don't forget to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code KATE.
You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ, the FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedallyradio.com, look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. At the bottom of katedallyradio.com where the sponsors are. You can also go to activate FIQ, activate the word, F as in Frank, IQ.com, and put in the code KATE, and it'll help the show. You'll get your savings, and you'll get tremendous products. Cod liver oil is amazing, and so is the whole vitamin C. Order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Little Greg Allman for you and Midnight Rider. I also want to thank James, Dr. James Lindsay, for coming on, and great voice out there in alarming us on what it is to be woke. He's written a lot on that, and I'll comment on that, but also just what to do, because I think people don't know what to do and how to fight it without getting caught up in the traps of this Trojan horse deal coming at us. I also wanted to mention mylibertyproject.org. If you would like a little bit of a side hustle, if you want to do that, or you want to make a dent in these woke corporations, man, this is going to be good. If you go to mylibertyproject.org, put in your info, we'll give you a link. And there's a call next Wednesday, June the 7th, at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can learn all about this. It's a new sponsor for the show. And I'm excited about it because it can actually do something. You can actually do something. And there's a way to actually make some money too. But there's talking to patriots just like you. But this is going to be fantastic. Mylibertyproject.org. Go there and sign up, okay? And just be on the call. Just hear it out, right? We all want to do stuff for our country. We all want to save our country, and we all want to do something. Well, this will be quite impactful, and I'm appreciative of this. And so mylibertyproject.org, and then you'll get sent a link. And it's my site, so I'm not going to share your info or anything. I'll do the 15 cities thing in a moment. But I also wanted to say the whole woke thing. I know you're tired of the word woke, and so am I. There's words I'm so tired of. This is kind of a gaslighting word. Another word I'm tired of, gaslighting. But woke is to see racism in everything, to see victimhood in everything. And when I say that, what I mean is it's now an umbrella. It's an umbrella for the leftiest, looniest, left-leaning Marxist behavior is to see the victim in everything. So when people say they're woke versus just awake, it's scary because, at newdiscourses.com, you can see Dr. James Lindsay's writings on this, and he explains the different levels in more detail than he even did today, and talks about how pervasive all of this is in the way that they introduce this to our kids, introduce this as a way of thinking. I can't imagine thinking that everything is dialed down to racism. Can you? Can you? I can't. But it's everything stems. I mean, it's like the movie I See Dead People, but all you see is, remember he goes, I see dead people with Bruce Willis. Remember the remember that, because this is what it's like. In everything you see victimhood, in everything you see that you want the government to step in and change something, and it's in everything you see discrimination. Look around you. Are people really being discriminated against? That's a hard question to answer for a lot of people. Are they really being discriminated against? Or do they just want to censor anybody that asks any questions about what they're doing or how they feel, right? So we got to identify it for what it is. What is woke? It's seeing that in everything. I can't imagine living a life where I had to see that in everything that I was about, everything, every day. I can't. And so he pokes through that just in a beautiful way in writing about what it means to be woke and how we got to make sure our kids understand what that means. Be right back. I do want to talk about 15-minute cities too. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
73-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, Seals and Croft. I want to talk about something for a moment, then I want to play a clip for you, then I want to welcome your calls, because I know you guys have a lot to say about this. But what is today's program really about? It's about Trojan horses. It's about things being disguised as something else. Make sure that you go and get some Chaffee. Please go to chaffee.com. This is a great way to get off coffee in exchange for something much healthier that tastes very similar. And it has all these health benefits for you. Raises serotonin levels. I love it. Seriously. I have it every morning. I love it. And I actually put a little protein drink in there, vanilla protein drink. And I put collagen in it. I love it. And it tastes amazing. I like the Nigerian bean, that chocolate bean. So what they do is they roast chocolate beans, and some have a little more chocolate flavor and some not as much. It's just more of like a coffee taste, but it's still the health benefits of the chocolate bean. This stuff is so good. Put in the code Kate when you order and you'll get some savings there. And I think they even have like a Kate pack that you can get too, with some of the different ones you can try out. But this is a great way to not get the jitters, but also get energy, serotonin levels, all the health benefits. The person that received the heart transplant first actually drinks this every day because the health benefits, and credits this for some of the health benefits he's had from Chaffee, chaffy.com. I love this stuff. I'm serious. It's so good. You've got to try it. You've got to try it. I had a friend over and they tried it and they were like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. I know. Chaffee.com. And put in the code Kate when you do. So 15-minute cities, I want to talk about this for just a moment, because really this kind of coincides with what we've been talking about with Dr. Lindsay and everything else we've been mentioning today on the Trojan horses. In 2016, Shanghai announced plans to introduce what it called a 15-minute community life circle. I know, sounds gaggy, but whatever. 15-minute community life circle. And a plan that would ensure all day-to-day activities are within 15 minutes of walking distance. Okay. Another 50 Chinese cities were looking to implement the concept. Ooh. And then they started out with such the propaganda overload in hearing the term 15-minute city to us. And they started writing, what's so scary about a 15-minute city? It's amazing in China. And the Chinese urban planning and design was really just having so much success at this. And so there were those headlines, and it was, gee, how do we realize, this was a headline in Europe, how do we realize 15-minute cities in China and Europe? And introducing the 15-minute city, sustainability, resilience, that you'll be sold on those words, right? You won't be sold, but they'll try to sell you. And the analysis and optimization of 15-minute city community life, okay? And so they talked about this in a way, National Institute of Health, by the way, is the one that wrote this, the analysis and optimization of 15-minute community life. See how they're not just saying 15-minute city, it's community life, people. And the mayor's agenda for a green and just recovery by the C40 cities. You guys heard us talk about C40 cities, and I think it was 2 weeks ago. C40 cities. You can look that up. They had in Portland complete neighborhoods and 20-minute neighborhoods, and Paris had the 15-minute city that captured international attention. And then, of course, it takes urban living to an all-new high. An all-new high of what? Control? Yeah, that's exactly what it does. And so they talked about it in a way that they were going to try to sell you on this. Now, I want to play a clip for you that sort of showcases what it looks like in China. And this is a 2-minute clip. And then I want to get some of your thoughts on this if you'd like to partake. 888-673-1450 is the phone number. 888-673-1450. Here's the clip of what it looks like in China. Here we go.
First thing we see here is an array of cameras that listen to you and watch you. These are the facial recognition system. Now, cities are starting to be set up where they have points of entry for regions within cities. And you have to use your iPhone device to beep your way in. And the pad on the top there shows your face. It's facial recognition. So it opens the doors and things like that for you if it matches your face or if you don't have any problems. But
I also wanted to add here, this is why you're getting the whole facial recognition thing for your cell phone. It's to normalize this and get you excited about using this. And you figure, well, I use it for my cell phone. It's not a big deal if I have to use it to get into my city or my region of my city. Okay? That's why they're normalizing all this right now. Here we go.
But if you are wanted by the police or something, these will lock you in so you can't move from region to region. Or if you use too much carbon, as you can see, this woman takes off her glasses. And that little device that looks like an iPhone, but it's actually a retina scanner or a facial scanner, picks up your face and then it'll let you through. And then here's an example of how that works. You're at the gate here, it scanned his face, and then there you go, it opens the gate. Now within the cities, they're blocked off by region, and these fences right here separate those areas. There's police, as you can see in front, that monitor and guard these areas between points. So if I'm over here where this guy is, like region one, region two is over here, right? But I have to go through a checkpoint. Now, of course, the police officers have these glasses that are facial recognition glasses. So it'll read license plates. And when you see somebody right here, it'll recognize the face and pull up their information. And so a cop can just sit there and look at a population and determine if they're good, bad, have warrants against the government, blah, 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 just like this officer's doing. Now, of course, this is where a camera can identify you by your gait or by the way you walk. This determines how a person walks, and they can set up a profile based on the way you move and walk with your facial recognition, meaning you can be watched at all points. So this guy right here, I'll spare you the details, but basically what it is he's reading this and he can't travel on high speed rail because his credit score, his social credit score is so low. So what he had to do is volunteer and do a bunch of others to raise his social credit score. So he was going to take a trip that would take 3 hours on a high-speed rail, but because his social credit score was too low, he had to take a bus, which took 10 hours. But then coming up here, he donated and did charity work, and now he says at the end he can live like a real person. And then here's footage of the grocery store in Canada. They've put these cameras, these facial recognition cameras, in the grocery store to determine what you're buying and if it's good for the environment or not, as far as I can tell.
Wow. And that's from China. They put out those glasses for the cops, and they can just scan, and it's directly, and they even admit this. Wall Street Journal did a big expose on this in 2018. They said the fixed camera facial recognition systems remotely connect cameras to these facial databases stored in the cloud, that's CIA, and the police glasses are wired directly to a handheld device that contains an offline database. And so what he's talking about are regions within the cities that you're able to go. And then also at the very end, he was talking about Canada and cameras above the sections where you're going to buy meats and different things. And it can calculate facial recognition and also calculate what you're buying. Is it good for the environment? Everything's about the environment, right? Ugh. On the 15-minute cities too with China, I mean, they announced these in 2016 and already had them going significantly, which tells me by the time we heard announcements about this, it was already in play. That's one thing about this particular Trojan horse that I want everybody out there to understand, which I'm probably preaching to the choir on this. These tracks are being laid right now, And it looks like community life, like a circle of life. And they're putting everything in these little communities that are all-inclusive, like when you go on an all-inclusive cruise, you know, all-inclusive. And you don't have to walk far or go far. And the mayors and the commissioners of each city in America, they're getting these memos that, oh, hey, this is perfect for everybody. This is so wonderful. You can just walk and it's healthy. And also we're getting, you know, we're getting articles about you might have to weigh yourself for the plane on the plane ticket. Then when you fly, it might tell you what your carbon footprint is on your flight. Things like that are sort of being introduced all the time right now. And I want people to understand that too, that all these tracks are being laid and then the 15-minute city will be the solution to, climate garbledygook, because we have about as much power to change the climate as we do to manage the sun coming up tomorrow and in what minute it comes up. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Sounds like a prison, Kate.
It does. We're building our own little prisons. Yep. Yeah.
I suggest people check out how they pollute in China and India and the rest of the world. And
yeah. Yep. I do,
too. Apparently, here in the USA, we do a pretty good job.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for the call. It's being sold this way. In fact, what they're saying, what they're telling you and marketing to you is appetite for more livable, people-oriented cities is driving a surge of interest to the 15-minute city. It's intuitive. It's adaptable. It's popular. I'm not kidding. This is coming from Melbourne. It's coming from all over the world right now. We're all getting hit at the same time with this vision of a 15-minute city, including new medical emergency offices at new inclusive little cities. I've seen this firsthand. And then saying, oh, isn't this great? Isn't this great? It's so wonderful. Really overselling this. And they even did an article. They even did their whole thing on how to build back better. Remember that monstrosity? With a 15-minute city. And how to recover, think about this. We're doing all right, right? Without a 15-minute city, you're doing okay? You live outside the city, live in the city, you live where you want to live, you're doing all right, right? You can reach a store when you want. If you live far away, you can make calculated decisions on when you go to the store. All of these things, think about your life right now. It's kind of like 5G, the promise of 5G. Is your internet better, by the way, with all those towers? All those ugly monstrosities that are every 5 seconds. Is your internet better? Is your life better? They tried to sell it on that. Had nothing to do with it, was it? Had nothing to do with better internet. Because I promise you, you don't have better internet. I promise you it's not faster. It was already fast. Speed of lightning. But that's what we're getting. And if we're not careful, if we don't understand how they're laying this down in the Urban Planning Commission meetings, they're doing this and people are calling them on it. And then what they're doing is shutting down comments and they're saying, oh, we don't want comments from all the crowd that might not like this idea. It's the taking of freedom to plan you into your existence. It's the taking of freedom to plan ahead. Remember, communism is a 5-year plan to plan you into building the city in which you will not be allowed to leave. Eventually. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You're absolutely right about taking freedoms. You know, in your prisoners have a community life, too.
Yeah.
Even if you're in solitary confinement, you have a community life with the guards.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to talk the people into enslaving themselves, mm-hmm. and they're saying enslavement for you and posterity is a good thing.
Yep.
And I thought this was a drive. This 15-minute city was 15 minutes of drive distance. If it's walking distance, that's about 2 miles. That means a radius of 2 miles from your home is going to be your territory, mm-hmm. that you can stay in.
You know what? I hate to interrupt, but honestly, when you say that is very true, because over in Europe, they're having a problem with these because they're saying you have to get a pass for your car. Like they're closing off streets, which we mentioned the last time we talked about this last week. They're closing off streets and saying walking only. And then you also have to get a pass for your car. And if you have to go somewhere daily, you care for somebody or you want to go somewhere daily, you have to try to get a pass for that from the government.
Yes, and you know, this is really important. A lot of people don't realize that so many of our rights depend on mobility.
Mm-hmm.
Molotov was second in command to Stalin. for when Stalin was in power, and he was also the head of foreign affairs and other things. And he stated, to control the people, you control their mobility. And our right to assemble, how can you assemble the people outside of two-mile radio or radius from your
Thank
home?
You.
Freedom of speech requires assembly often. You know, so many of our rights are gone if they restrict our mobility. We have to fight this with
Thank
everything
you.
We can.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. There's 3 points they give, okay? And this will dovetail off the caller. This is what they tell you why you need this. Now listen to the holes in this. Why every city can benefit from a 15-minute city vision. Widened sidewalks and expanded bike networks. Honey, you can ride your bike if you want. You don't need that. That's not needed. Okay? But you'll see the expansion of bike networks across your city, paid for by you, the tax dollar, taken from you, paid for by you. You'll see a lot more transportation that is not, ding, 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 cars. Okay? And then also it says, this is equity and inclusivity. I'm sorry, how is it equity? Oh, equal access to services and amenities and green space. Honey, we're already there. We already have access. If you're brown or purple or green, you can go anywhere you want. You can, right now, you have the freedom. You have access to everything right now. And then they talk about, we're complete with amenities that you can easily walk or bike to. Because they're called complete neighborhoods. Oh my gosh, do you feel like you're in like a sci-fi horror movie right now? Everything goes back to bikes. Everything goes back to it's equity and inclusivity. I'm sorry, if you're brown and you're black and you're Chinese or you're Mexican, I'm pretty sure you've had access to things. I don't think anyone's stopping you. But that's the vision. Now, that's all they can give you. That's all they can like pump you up on the 15-minute city, because they don't want to say it's a prison. So they stick to those points right there. This is what it's going to give you. This is what you won, Bob. You know, that kind of thing. It's just bikes, no cars. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and in light of the recent events, your continued support means everything to myself and my employees. To thank you, we're having the biggest sale ever on all my pillow bedding. Get my pillow bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98. In this economy, instead of buying a new bed, rejuvenate your bed with a my pillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles, like plush, waffle, or gossamer, for as low as $29.98. We even have pet blankets from small size to the ones for your car. Get huge discounts on duvets, quilts, down comforters, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding, including MyPillow bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping in while quantities last. Please order now.
Make sure and use the promo code KATE, K-A-T-E, and get those savings and help Truth in Radio. Thanks. You guys have heard me talking about Choffy, C-H-O-F-F-Y.com. It's that drink you can drink in the morning. It is not coffee, but it tastes like it. And it also comes from roasted chocolate beans. It raises serotonin levels, is great for digestion, if you know what I mean. I know a lot of people drink coffee for that reason. A lot of former coffee drinkers on Choffy now because it's so much healthier. It's like drinking 2 cups of blueberries. The antioxidants from those roasted chocolate beans are amazing. You can put in the code KATE. Kate will get you the savings. Also, you can try some different flavors. Ecuador is the one for coffee drinkers. I think they like that one the most. Tastes most like coffee. And then a hint of chocolate is in the one called Nigeria and Volta. And I like those. But you can put cream and sugar in it. You can drink it as an iced drink. I am telling you, the health benefits, raising of serotonin levels, and also that natural caffeine instead of the jittery kind that drops you. This is the natural caffeine. You're going to switch over. You're going to love this product. Choffy is that incredible. That incredible. I love it. I drink it every morning. It's fantastic. It's made a difference in my life. Go to choffy.com, C-H-O-F-F-Y, and just try it out. Put in the code KATE. You guys.
Talk lines are open now. call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Tell me how long you gonna stay here, Joe. Some people say this town don't look good in snow.
Welcome back, Ventura Highway. Having fun with bumpers, always. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So I just wanted to sort of conclude with something they're trying to sell you on. And you know that something is not what it seems when it has a lot of holes to the explanation of it. And it doesn't, there's a lot of fluffery, you know, but not anything of real substance. And the other thing is why do they have to do this? Why are they doing this in general? There's no reason for this. The 15-minute city. We know what it's starting to look like in China, and it's control. This isn't a theory. This isn't, I'm not saying this to, you know, gaslight into fear. No, I'm telling you, this is very real. This, the tracks are being laid right now in America. Cities are being built right now in America. And this thing is... Let me just give you a snippet of this because they're always talking about urban development, okay? And I don't know if people in cities and counties are just dumb that are the ones on the planning commissions that think that this is all cool, don't realize where China's going with this. China just barely said they were getting this going in 2016 and look where they're at right now. Eye surveillance for everything, right? That, let me, before I take the call, I just want to say this. This is what it said. This is the selling point, the big selling point for 15-minute cities in America. It will help reduce unnecessary travel across cities. What if my travel is necessary? What do you mean unnecessary? Who calls the shot on that? Who deems unnecessary or necessary? They say provide more public space. Honey, they're already doing that. Do you know how many parks are in every single city? Inject life into local high streets. What? You can go down downtown if you want. You don't have to inject life as a government. Strengthen a sense of community. We have a strengthened sense of community. Promote health and well-being. I'll promote my own health and well-being, thank you very much, if I want to. If I want to sit on the couch and eat a bag of Doritos, I'm going to. Boost resilience to health and climate shocks. Ooh, see? And improve city sustainability and livability. It's already livable. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay, this is
Hi.
Mike.
Hi, Mike. What do you think? Are you sold?
I think you're right on. We all look at The Matrix as a movie that was really mm-hmm. a documentary and very prophetic. A lot of that, too, with The Truman Show, and yep. we look at that as, like, about surveillance. But, you know, where Truman Show was filmed is a town in Florida, actually my home county. It's called Seaside. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And it's set up as it's a real town. You can go there and it's still
weird.
It's just like they didn't build the movie set. They just went to this town and filmed it.
No
okay?
way.
So,
okay.
Oh yeah, absolutely. 100%. Oh. You can look it up. Seaside, Florida.
Okay. Jeez.
So real quick. So tying this together and Seaside is known as the kind of the flag bearer of a thing called new urbanism. Which, when we're talking 15-minute cities, that's exactly how Seaside is set up.
Yeah.
And so what I'm kind of saying with that is that it is set up to where you won't have a car and everything's right there. And there's developments all around the country. They usually call them live, work, play.
Yeah.
That
yes.
they're trying to create around everywhere you go now.
I'm with you.
But, anyway, the way I rebel against it, I get in my car and I go across country and, you know, and I just
I love
do
it.
What I want to do.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Can you imagine being on a planning commission and you have a 5-year plan, which is a very communism thing, and you think that mm-hmm. this is a good idea. And why do they think that? Because they're put in charge. So when you're put in charge of something, you think it's good automatically. Well, what I'm doing is good because I'm not a bad person. Right. And then
right,
you proceed
exactly.
to lay down the tracks for this, not realizing that the Trojan horse is you're building little prisons the government will utilize. And if we can just look over to China, you can already see that being done. I just can't
Absolutely.
Believe they can't see it. Ugh,
I'm with you. If I can add one more thing,
sure.
if I got just a second.
Go for it. 20 seconds. Go for it.
Okay, during COVID, because the town of Seaside, it's very liberal, so they, of course, locked it down. Everybody, you couldn't get out or whatever.
Right.
What I did is I drove down there, and I just walked my dog through the whole town and didn't see a person.
What?
Yeah. I have pictures of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Just to rebel. But anyway, that's what we got to do.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you, Mike. Thank you. Go to MyLibertyProject.org to help fight some of this stuff. The call is next Wednesday, June the 7th, MyLibertyProject.org. You just have to put in your info so we can give you a link. And then, of course, be faithful, be fearless. See you back here on Monday.